You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Carl Bates. In a long-term study with thousands of women, University of Michigan women's health expert Mary Fran Sowers recently uncovered the fact that the bone density losses long associated with menopause actually begin before the loss of estrogen and the onset of menopause. A second hormone appears closely linked to the bone loss.
Typically, the thought has been that bone loss that occurs with menopause is based on the absence of estrogen. And that's been the operating paradigm for a long time. But it's another hormone that earlier on was thought to just be the signal to estrogen. But now it appears that it may have activity in its own right. And in our measures of that hormone, which is called follicle stimulating hormone, it appears that measuring that is actually more predictive of the amount of bone loss than would be measures of the estrogen in and of themselves.
While fluctuations in bone density are normal throughout the course of a woman's life, it's the rate of change at menopause that is cause for concern.
It's believed that there is bone loss that occurs across age. And what has always been interesting about the bone loss at menopause is that typically in this time frame, it's believed that this is when women will lose the most bone. So in a 2 or 3 year period, they might lose 6 to 7% of their bone. So the real implications are what the woman starts with when she is premenopausal, how much loss actually occurs in that perimenopausal period, and then if those two levels combine together, set her up for having low bone density as she enters her 60s and 70s. The problem with it would be is that it's the major predictor of your risk for fracture. And so what those premenopausal levels are, how much is depleted during that perimenopausal period, really is beginning to be indicative of what your potential risk will be for fracture.
Knowledge and prevention are still the best medicines against bone loss.
There are several things that can be done, and I don't mean to be totally glib when I say this, but first of all, look at what your family history is and use that as a guide to your likelihood of developing osteoporosis. We know that's a really good predictor. Other things that one can do really are in your environment and in your lifestyle. So a well-balanced diet that's adequate in calcium, magnesium, and other minerals, that's adequate in vitamin D. This is protective. One of the things that we also recognize that's protective is weight-bearing activities. So walking, jogging, riding a bike, all of those kinds of things. And note, I did say weight bearing because that seems to be important. The mechanical load on the bone actually helps keep calcium in the bone.
The new findings about bone loss and follicle stimulating hormone were uncovered in a decade-long study called SWAN, the study of women's health across the nation.
The SWAN study is a terrific, unique study in that it's really the first study in the U.S. that's taken a broad group of women representing all kinds of women, African Americans, Chinese, Japanese, Caucasian, Hispanic. And these women have been followed for the last 10 years from the time that they were premenopausal through the time that they actually had the naturally occurring hormone transitions that led to their menopause. The way that this is done is by measuring both the estrogen levels as well as the follicle stimulating hormone levels. These are both measured in blood. We then measured the bone density change and looked at that change across time and were able to see that the levels of estrogen and their change weren't predicting the bone loss, but the FSH levels, the follicle stimulating hormone levels, were.
What do these findings about the role of follicle-stimulating hormone in bone loss say about hormone replacement therapy with estrogen?
Well, again, there's no reason to believe that estrogen is not an important ingredient in this loss. It's just that our measures of estrogen don't suggest that they're the only source of it. So if the woman and her healthcare provider agree that an estrogen replacement or a hormone replacement therapy is advisable, then that's perfectly logical. And maybe that part of this is an issue simply of timing, that instead of waiting until 3 to 4 to 5 years following menopause, be that surgical or natural, that it really suggests that we need to move up our timeline and think more about what's going on during that actual process. It's because the bone loss occurs before the menopause.
Mary Fran Sowers is the John G. Searle Professor of Public Health at the University of Michigan.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.